Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
From Vashon Island, Washington, this is New Kids on the Rock, where we pair longtime island residents with newcomers to find out what it means to call Vashon home. We're your hosts,
Adam J., and I've been on the island since July of 2019.
And I'm Tara Morgan, December 2018. So, Adam, that last show, what do you think?
I thought it was great. Super informative. We found out a bunch of things like what kind of dress code you have at the hardware store.
At the hardware store.
And a lot of other fun things about emergencies. And man, we just covered a lot of ground in that show.
Yeah, chainsaws, generators.
Yeah.
Should you, shouldn't
fairies.
You?
Fairies. Yeah. I don't know if there was a topic we didn't touch.
Yeah,
we'll find out today, I think.
We're really excited about our guests today. And actually, there's a funny story about how all these guests came together, but we'll get to that. So I want to have everybody introduce themselves and just say your name and when you moved here or how long you've been here on the island.
My name's Camille Reeves, and I grew up on Vashon, and moved back in 2015 to raise my daughter Mirabai, who's with us here in the studio today. And I teach music, music lessons out of my house, piano, guitar, voice, and ukulele. And I also perform with a band. It's a soul band called The Confessions. And that's been a really fun project that I started about a year and a half ago.
My name is Sylvia Paja. I moved here in 1979, so I just realized that's like 40 years ago.
Woo-hoo.
To raise my family, which includes Camille. And I'm an artist. I do sandblasted glass. And I also have worked at Fair Isle Animal Clinic for like 35 years. So
great.
I've been here a long time.
And I hear you're quite the volleyball player.
Oh, yeah, I was. That's right. Very good. Yeah, I did coach volleyball here. Decided I wanted to have an alternate lifestyle because I really feel you can build what you want here. So this is what I've looked for. We moved up here to Vashon to, same thing, build a house, have kids. It was the perfect combination of rural and the city if you want it.
These are our newcomers to the island.
I'm Anna Slade, and I grew up in the Northwest. And after I met my now husband, I've been in Denver for 15 years. And I was looking around and realized there was no water. And I just needed to remedy that. So we've been back in the area a little over a year. And it's just soaking up all the green trees and all the water.
Yeah, and I'm Isaac Slade. And yeah, I'm from Denver originally. So I've been in the Northwest for... This is the first place I've ever moved to.
Oh, wow.
Besides home. So I'm making all the living away from my home adjustments along with this weird rural place called Vashon of magic and unicorns. And our two little kids are in the corner, Judah and Evie.
How old are they?
Judah is almost 6 and Evie is 3.5.
Great. And how old is yours?
Mirabai is almost 4. She's going to be 4 in May.
Perfect. Great. Well, I know her from all the shows in town when I've seen her lovingly running feral, you know, through Snapdragon.
She's kind of a party animal.
She will be your best friend in 30 seconds. It's pretty cool. She probably doesn't... She doesn't know how lucky she is, right? I mean, is that sort of a cornerstone of your... Maybe just not even your personal parenting style, but just Vashon?
Vashon's the best place for kids. Mm. It really is kind of this safe bubble. When they say, you know, it takes a village, this is the village for me. And, you know, I feel great about going into Granny's and just letting her play with the toys and then, you know, come back and check on her. But I would never do that in the city, you know.
Right.
But I have so much trust in my community. And I know there's other parents that I know who are there who are also watching. We're all kind of watching out for each other's kids. It's really special.
Plus, if she breaks a toy, it's like 99 cents.
If that.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's dig into grannies in a minute. That's pretty good. So Sylvia, have you seen a lot of changes in the last 40 years?
Yeah, it's interesting because we, for our book club, we read the history of Vashon, short history of Vashon, and it started with the, you know, Native Americans, and then the settlers came, and then the loggers came, and then the farmers came, and then the hippies came, and then the yuppies came, and so it's
you call me a yuppie?
You're a millennial. Yeah.
There's more after that. So, and every wave has left its imprint on the way the island is. So it's nothing really static, although it hasn't changed much, it seems. You know, the population's been about the same. The vibe is a lot the same, and I think people move here because of that.
So I wanted to ask Anna and Isaac, if you were to give yourself advice before you moved here about moving to Vashon, knowing what you know now, what advice would you have given yourself? Like, what would you have been a little more prepared for or looked into? Any surprises?
We lost power last winter for about 5 days, and we're on a well with no gas. So we were out for, you know, we didn't have, I wasn't here actually. I was on a trip, but these guys were alone. So since then, probably 2 months ago, I went to Ace and like loaded up on the survival kit to survive like nuclear winter. The lady looked at me so funny.
She's like, you must be a noob.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you're freaking out. You got stuck in that storm, didn't you? So I think I would have run by Ace right away and gotten the flashlight and battery and glove warmers and stuff like that.
Anna, what would you say about maybe the community? Would you say like, what's been a great way that you've tapped yourself into the community and tapped your kids into the community?
I think the school that the kids go to is, our best find. It's called Klahani, and they go there together. It's just a fantastic, magical little place with really wonderful people. But yeah, I think one of the pieces of advice I would give is just that there's this funny thing that happens with Vashonites where, you know, they say, you know, if you're just chatting, they'll go, oh, how long have you been here? And anything, I think, under like a year, yeah. People are like, oh yeah, never mind. And they kind of
yeah. You're like,
we talked about that in the last show, yeah. And you know, you get answers like, "Oh, you've been here 3 years. That's not enough."
We just hit a year in December. I've noticed that people are starting to say, "Okay, all right, you did the winter last
year.
You survived. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Even like, days, were you out of power?
Okay, yeah.
So you must have moved here, and your power went out like almost right away.
Immediately.
Was that horrifying?
I think
was
like,
is this
February?
A common thing?
Yeah,
that
it was like
all the time.
2 months in.
Oh man!
I mean, there was a ridiculous amount of snow.
Oh, that was the big snowstorm. Yeah. That was my first winter here, also. Yeah.
And then I grew up here, so I know that's not normal weather.
Yeah.
Not on Vashon, but in the Northwest. But yeah, my daughter got sick, and then so with power out and the road blocked, it became a little bit interesting. But
my big thing about Vashon and about people coming here that are new is that there's a depth of connection here that is hard to find anywhere else. But it's not exclusive, you know. I think it's what you put into it. I think of Vashon kind of like a big pot of stone soup, right? Mm-hmm. If you come here and you add to it, you know, voluntarily, it becomes a great feast for everybody. If you don't, it's just a pot of boiling water with a rock in it, you know? So that's what I think. And I think it doesn't really have to do with how long you've been here as much as how much you know, what you give of yourself, you know, to make it the kind of place you want to live. So everybody that's moved here has made it the kind of place you want to live. So
I remember when we were looking at buying, our real estate agent had this little bit of cynicism around people that come here and try it out for like 2 years, 3 years max, and then they leave. And I imagined, you know, a lot of her like edge came from just not wanting to get attached to all these people that aren't going to be here for more than two Christmases. And, you know, to that end, I get it. Like I had that back in Denver. If we had a neighbor that was there for a minute, it's like, I don't know if I want to make the effort. But then if they're there through, you know, a couple Christmases, then you want to hang out. So I'm totally down with like earning my spot here, but I think at 5 years, better than 50.
Have you found sort of I'm sorry, Camille, have you found anybody that's sort of leading you by the hand, like a mentor that you've just sort of, you keep seeing at the grocery store and the bulk food and, oh, hey, it's you again. Like, and they check in on you. Cause I found that when I first moved here, that people got to know you as a newbie and they actually wanted you to succeed.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Right?
Yeah. Mine was Cliff at Thriftway. he rang me up probably 3 times, and I was like, this guy's really nice. I was like, do you want to get a beer? And he's like, yeah, I'm down. So so we've hung out a little bit, and he's a total badass, and he's showing me the ropes. He's been my Vashon sensei.
Yeah, we have incredible neighbors. Our next door neighbors have saved us. They've, you know, let us borrow a dog leash when we couldn't get our dog back, or just tons of different things. And literal power. When during the power outage, they had a generator, so we ran an extension cord.
Wow.
To their house.
DZ Cheney.
Yeah, connection, yeah. Right?
Really good neighbors.
Making connections. Literally.
Right.
Powerful
connections. Exactly.
Right.
Camille, what do you have?
I guess I just wanted to add that it's a certain kind of person. It's like you have to be a certain kind of person to live on Vashon. And so I sort of have the idea that it like really doesn't matter how long you've been here if you're that kind of person. Because if you're going to get mad about the fairies and you're going to like not be able to hack it if the power goes out, like you're probably not going to last. Yeah. And, you know,
or you'll be
people,
run off the island.
Right.
Voted off.
Voted off the island. Well, and also just the aspect of accountability in a small community. It's so different than a large urban environment. When you're in a city, you know, if you live in a city, you value anonymity. You value being able to go to the coffee shop and basically read and not be interrupted. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're on Vashon and you go to the coffee shop or the grocery store, like, you will be interrupted. You will have to navigate, you know, more kind of like social, as tighter social network, which is such a huge benefit, but also like takes a lot of work that anonymity doesn't take. I personally love it, and I love the accountability of a small community. And I also think that people on Vashon, you know, people can talk, people can gossip. For the most part, everybody wants to see everybody else in their best light. And they really are forgiving because you have to be. If you have some conflict with someone, you're going to see them at Thriftway. So you got to let it go. There has to be, you know, kind of a give and take and an attitude of forgiveness.
One trick I heard. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Just that, too, that the depth of connection means that you just can't be nice. You have to be kind. You know, you can't be hip and cool. You have to be authentic and vulnerable and
considerate.
Yeah. And so you do, it comes back around. And I think that just makes everybody be more real.
What were you going to say, Isaac?
Well, I also heard a trick last week. A native told me, you know, it's cool to go to Thriftway and see everybody, but if you're feeling shy and introverted, you just have to go to IGA, and it's great. And I think we should rename it Introverted Grocers Anonymous.
Good idea. So with that, we're just going to take a quick 20-second break to hear from one of our sponsors.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection. Also, this portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Mingle Mint, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO foods and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
And we're back. This is New Kids on the Rock, Vashon Island, coming to you from the Voice of Vashon in downtown Vashon, Washington. We're here today with our locals, Camille, Sylvia, Mirabai, and our newcomers, Anna, Isaac, Judah, and
Evie,
right. So one thing that I wanted to mention was how we found you all, which is kind of an interesting story. I'm regularly trolling Facebook for newcomers, and I found a family through Facebook that didn't work out for the show today, just didn't work out with their family schedule. And I only found that out on Thursday night, meaning 3 days ago. So I leave I teach his class at the recess lab. I leave my class. I go try to hit Sugar Shack before they close, and I see Anna and Isaac, who I'd never met before, in the parking lot, putting their kids into the car seats and getting ready to go. And I strike up a conversation.
And this is totally Tara, by the way. Just random parking lot conversation.
I thought I was getting invited to church because she looks right at me. This is like the fourth word she says. She goes, what are you doing on Sunday at 9:30? I was like,
what are you doing on Sunday?
I believe in God, but I'm cool.
Yeah, it's actually what he says. It's not just a joke. He goes, I thought we were getting invited to church.
So I kind of lead every conversation now with, how long have you been on the island? And I've added the, if you don't mind me asking.
What are you doing on Sunday?
And I said, what are you doing on Sunday? And they were so great. They just looked at me, having never met me before. I didn't even know their names or anything about them at that point. They looked at me, they looked at each other, and they're like, I'm game, which I love. And this particular episode of the show came about with the kid factor because of the original family that I found who had a small one. And I thought, oh, Camille would be great because I knew you'd been raised on the island. And then one of Sylvia's former volleyball teammates said, you gotta get Sylvia because she's powerhouse. And I said, well, what a great concept to have the multi-generations advising our newest comers. And then the thing that we didn't count on was the music connection. So let's talk about that. So Camille, tell us, what's the music happening for you on the island? Seems like it's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, music is a really special part of this community. There are so many musicians, and we're really fortunate to have a lot of talent. There's music happening all the time, you know, at Snapdragon, at Cliff's Pub, across from the library. And in terms of bringing a culture together or creating our own culture, that's a huge way to do it. And I think, you know, throughout human history, people have always created music and it's brought people together. And I think that's so true for our island.
One of my favorite things about Vashon is that, you know, you don't necessarily have to be entertained. You just create your own fun. You are your entertainment. And that gives it a very supportive attitude, you know, whether it's open mic at the high school where kids in the high school actually get up in front of each other and are vulnerable and do their thing, or, you know, the slug races at the Harvest Festival we used to have, or, you know, you could
used to have.
Well, yeah, there was a Harvest Festival.
No slug races.
Yeah,
no, it happened anymore.
I know. I think we'll have to start them up again.
Okay,
but and just that whole Sir Robert the Bruce celebration. You know, you just make your own fun. Isle Wild. Every all these things that happened here are just people deciding they want to have fun. So rather than just being passively entertained, you get people to do it with you. And that's always great.
Wow.
Great way to do it.
Yeah, I feel like the creativity thing is huge because it's not just music. It's also art. It's also theater, puppets. And it is that thing, Mom, that you were talking about, where boredom is almost like fodder for creativity. It's like if you're bored, and I actually tell this to Mirabai all the time, when you're bored, you know, something fun is right around the corner, but you have to use your imagination. And because we're not, there isn't very much stimulation on Vashon. If you're the kind of person who needs stimulation, you may not last long. But if you can get down with the quietude and you can kind of get in that space of what does emptiness provide, you know? Mm-hmm. And if we're not continuously full of media and, you know, just in incoming stimulation, what happens? What can we do with that emptiness? And I think that's a really special experience that we have on Vashon as creatives.
And yeah. I think that there's definitely a sense that I think people who can't deal with the quiet, they're the people who peace out at year two or three because they're like, I'm going stir crazy in my house because I haven't seen anyone in 4 months.
Or they're filing divorce papers.
Yeah, or that. You know,
because they're like, happens. I can't stand you and the quiet.
I've seen you way too much. right.
So have you? I know Isaac. You mentioned are you both musicians, or?
Yeah, we're both musicians. We haven't played on the island
yet
at this point, but yeah, it's kind of a fun. You know, when you get to talking to people, and people are like, oh, you know. You say, oh, I'm an artist, and they're kind of like, oh, yeah, you and everybody else. You know, and that's not the conversation. Other places, it's like, oh, well, I don't make art. I'm an office person. I don't know that language, you know, and here.
You're an artist, you smell good. What's going on?
Yeah. Here, it's not strange, or it's not, you know. So that's cool.
Yeah, you're in good company.
Yeah. Part of coming to the island and experiencing all the quiet is sort of try to develop that. What does that next project look like? And
yeah,
so yeah, so far we play covers, but eventually we'll have original songs, hopefully.
Yeah,
you can add to the Stone Soup.
Camille, do you have any advice for new musicians starting out on the island?
Well, so I think that it's kind of in a transition right now because, you know, the Black Cat Cabaret, Snapdragon's venue kind of just opened.
It's wonderful.
What, like less than a year ago.
It's amazing.
You know, nothing's happening at the Red Bike. The fact that like they canceled, you know, everything and then they closed. I mean, that's been the main venue in town. So people are sort of like, what's going to happen?
Like a rock and roll venue or blues. Well, I always felt like that's my impression of it.
So when I played with Mirabai's dad, Gus, we had our duo Cherrywood Station. We played at the Bike pretty consistently. So you definitely like as a folk, alternative folk duo, you guys can play, you know, pretty much anywhere. And I would say that, you know, great places to get started is down at Cliffs. You know, because they have music consistently, you know, talk to, I think Mike Whitmore's now doing booking over at Snapdragon, but I would just, you know, kind of talk around and, you know, there are tons of people who are playing. So also like sharing a bill is a really great way to do it too, where it's like, okay, maybe you don't want to do like commit to a whole night, but you could do like a half a night. So First Friday, of music for First Friday. And I think that's put together by, Vashon Events, Pete and Allison. Cool.
Now we just need a babysitter.
Wow, yeah.
Call now to babysit our
just give them, just give them both tambourines and...
Mirabai can show them how to be a groupie fan at the finest. I'm sure we could find you a sturdy teenager who is looking to make a few bucks and would actually bring them to the show.
Yeah.
Like, that's the coolest thing, because the shows start at 7. You know, it's totally
sturdy, non-drinking teenager. Apply now.
Yes, totally. Well, that's some great advice. Is there anything about the festivals or, like, I know Strawberry Festival is taking applications right now for their performers, or is that
sort
of another?
Yeah, I still have to get mine in. You need like two, you know, distinct photos of your band. Well, we have one. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I have to like jump through the hoops. Which is good. I think it's a hard thing to organize, but Pete and Allison do a great job of basically making the Strawberry Festival kind of into what's basically a Vashon Music Festival. Which is really special because it ain't about strawberries anymore. That's for sure.
Yeah, we looked everywhere. I found one stand that sold questionable strawberries.
Definitely a previously frozen strawberry situation.
Twice from frozen. Mexico.
Yeah.
We discussed last week last episode, the lack of strawberries at the Strawberry Festival.
Do you have any roadside attractions, four-way etiquette questions?
I would say in terms of the four-way stop, my policy is just go. Like, I know we're all competing to try and be really nice, and maybe you didn't really realize who actually pulled up, but just go. It's going to be way more efficient for everyone.
And never underestimate the power of the two-finger wave at the four-stop. I'm demonstrating a two-finger wave.
Or I'm going.
That means they go.
Oh, go for it.
That means you go.
Got it.
Yeah, so if you haven't gotten the bumper sticker, thanks to Mike Urban's daughter, the No You Go bumper sticker that goes on your front bumper.
Which is totally Vashon.
Which is so Vashon.
I think it's a nice way to immediately feel yourself back on the island, though. Because if you're... You know, if you've returned from the mainland and you're coming into town, it's kind of like you're like, oh, okay, slow down.
Yeah.
Like internally, even, you know, even you if you're not driving.
Drop? Until you have to catch a ferry.
Right. Yeah. then you're leaving.
Until you have to catch a ferry to go to urgent care in Tacoma, which is a whole other
realm. Been there.
So one of the things that we see a lot on the Vashon Facebook groups is we're thinking of moving to Vashon, but we have two small kids and we're concerned about care on the island, or that's a big concern. I think people always question me about it. We talked about this a lot in the last episode, that this is my mother's questions to me, is what happens if, and everything. Have you found a good set of community, like a good doctor on the island, and good, obviously you found good schools on the island, and sort of building a good community around your children?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the case when you move anywhere new. It just takes time to, you know, to build that up, especially in Denver. We had, you know, family and there's, you know, if there's people that you know wherever you're going, you know, people kind of can jump in and help, you know, help grab that juice before it falls over. So,
right.
You know, when you're kind of starting over with that, you know, building that on your own, I think it just takes a little time. But yeah, we've gone to Vashon Natural Medicine. It's been great. And yeah, if we can find some consistent childcare, we'll be smooth sailing here.
We've had probably 3 close calls where we had to go to the hospital. One of our 3 kids has really bad asthma, and one of our kids has really bad croup where they just can't breathe. And then I had this like crazy eye injury, and we got really practical where there's 3 hours where there's no ferry. So you just have one little like last call before, like, do we spend the night or do we go? And it was like at 1 or something like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was like, okay, we gotta go. We jump in the car and we go to South Worth at 1:15 or whatever and grab the last ferry. So there is really like practically there's 3 hours where, you know, there's an ambulance on the island, but there other are. Than that, you're kind of stuck unless somebody has a boat you can get to the hospital. But it's worked every time. We've been fine.
Yeah. You just sort of have to mitigate your risk too. Like I have a friend who decided to use an axe while sleep deprived. Like, let's just not do that. Let's just mitigate the risk.
I mean, the wood's not going to chop itself, so.
Right. That's what sturdy teenagers are for, right? We're just going to take another really quick sponsor break, and then we're going to start to wrap it up.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
And we're back. This is New Kids on the Rock, Vashon Island, coming to you from the Voice of Vashon in downtown Vashon, Washington. We're here today with our locals, Camille, Sylvia, Mirabai, and our newcomers, Anna, Isaac, Judah, and...
Evie,
right. I have a question for Camille, because I know that you were raised here, you lived here, but you also left. Mm-hmm. For a bit. So what was that like to go out into the world? Like in terms of like, in terms of, you know, Anna and Isaac's kids, like, let's say they're raised here full time. They don't spend a lot of time going, just have their beautiful Vashon magical life. And then they're thrust into a college, you know, and they want to go to New York City or they want to go to Seattle or something like that. What was your experience?
Well, I'm always surprised when kids grow up on Vashon and then they do go to Washington, D.C., or they go to New York, and they never come back. Because that's so not my experience. You know, I mean, I, for a lot of reasons, love Vashon, but have also been shaped by Vashon. When I moved off of Vashon, you know, the biggest city I lived in, I think, was Portland. Maybe I briefly lived in Salt Lake City. But mostly I kind of gravitate towards small towns, and smaller cities. I lived in Olympia for a short time and, Santa Cruz, but you know, my other home is Nevada City, California, and that's in the Sierra, foothills, and it's kind of a mountain Vashon in a funny way.
Wow.
And so there were just so many different kind of connections, that led me there, and that I sort of consider that my other Vashon. I also lived for a short time in Bisbee, Arizona, which is sort of like this funny, it's a small town. I'm just attracted to small towns. I really don't have mm-hmm. much of a desire to be in an urban environment. Part of it is that I'm just really sensitive and I value quiet. And also just, you know, the air quality and that kind of thing. But so I don't know. I don't know if I really answered your question, but to get back to it, my experience was that I have been shaped by Vashon in a way that when I went out in the world, I kind of gravitated toward communities that were a lot like Vashon. Hmm. But what I also found is that this was kind of the best place ever.
Yeah, you got spoiled. Yeah. Sometimes
spoiled.
It takes going around to figure out that you had something real nice.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's like
I had to get out there and
Vashon Rumspringa.
Realize. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It was a Rumspringa.
Uh-huh.
You know, that Amish tradition.
The Amish tradition of
that they send
going
out
and check out if you want to be out in the world. And most of them come running back to the Amish community.
Right.
I definitely have gotten used to this little bubble. And when I go to West Palm Beach, like I did last week, and get out of my bubble,
that's wow.
In Florida, it reminds me that everybody has a bubble, you know, mm-hmm. and it may not match yours. And you really do also, in that case, have to remember to widen your
your horizons and really connect with people who have different bubbles.
Yeah.
Because we can get very isolated in that way, you know? So it's important to connect, not just with your own community, but try to connect with people who are not like you, because here we're pretty homogenous. And,
Yeah, I think the Seattle Times recently was saying that Vashon is the least diverse place in King County.
So, ouch.
Yeah.
We've had a really great time today talking to our guests. We've had our locals, Camille, Mirabai, and Sylvia, and our newbies, rookies, Vashon rookies, if you will, Isaac and Anna, and their awesome kids. So we ask our locals at the end of the show, tell us your favorite restaurant on the island.
They just both leaned back while they were thinking.
Yeah, just to give you the visual there.
I have a feeling that it might be my kitchen.
Yes. Well, they know all of the owners, so they don't want to hurt any of their feelings.
I was just going to say, that's like a politically loaded question.
Who's your favorite kid? Okay, I mean, of all your kids, who's your favorite? Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask an easier one. Favorite nature spot? Favorite place to just go enjoy the nature of Vashon? Like, you've got a sunny, beautiful day. Where do you go?
Well, I don't want to tell you my favorite beach because it's a secret.
Ooh. Perfect.
I can totally good answer.
You can ask me later when you see me in Thriftway. But I would say that my favorite public place is Shingle Mill Creek. It's incredibly beautiful. And, you know, the trail is flat for like quite a while. So you can play down by the creek. But then it's also kind of a hike. You know, you can get all the way up. It starts down in Cedarhurst Canyon down near Fern Cove. And then you can go all the way up to where Vashon Winery is over by the Church of the Holy Spirit. And it's just incredibly beautiful. Basically a hike through our own personal temperate rainforest. So for me, Shingle Mill.
Sylvia?
Well, I think of kids, and I think of my kids growing up, and KVI was always the fun place, safe place to be with kids. You know, it just, you could go in that little creek, you could go out on the spit when it was there. It just was a fun place. But anywhere, you pull off to the side of the road and look down in a canyon, any place on the island, and you can just get lost.
Yeah, I went to Dilworth yesterday for the first time.
Oh, you've been to the famous Dilworth.
The famous Dilworth. It's fun to explore once you get to know like where the different areas are. So we're just going to end the show with each of us going down the line and saying, what are you looking forward to in the next year here on Vashon? So Camille, what are you looking forward to this year?
You know, the first thing that popped into my mind is the new community council, or the revived community council.
Ooh.
I'm actually kind of excited. I'm hoping to be able to go to the meetings. I do have band practice usually that night, but I'm going to try to make it. I think the community council is a great idea. I understand, you know, in the past why it was debunked, but I do think that it's pretty important in terms of kind of informing King County about what we need and want, because we are so different than the rest of King County. So I would say I'm excited about the new community council.
Great. Sylvia, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to slowing down a bit. I've had just way too many DIY projects going on in my life, and I would really like to slow down and just chill.
Great. Anna?
I am really hoping to get on the action with the spot shrimp fishing over Mother's Day.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Gosh. Yeah, there's the first time I've heard of this.
Yeah, there's the spot shrimp or spot prawns. You can only fish them for one day out of the year. Yeah, it's like 4 or 6 hours or something like that. I don't know, so don't write any of this down. Okay. But we saw this big collection of boats out on the water, and somebody was telling us, oh, it's, you know, it's spot shrimp fishing, and so you go out there. It's like a 80 count limit per person or whatever, and you just see if you can haul up that many, and it's one day only.
I've never heard of this. This is awesome.
So exciting.
There you
go. All right, Isaac, what are you looking forward to?
One of my favorite things about Vashon is how when you run errands, they're all like next to each other on the street.
Yeah.
And it's such a pain to like get in and out of your car and all that when it's so cold. I'm really stoked to just like walk with the kids, take 3 hours to like drop off the laundry, drop off the library books, get the dog food, and then I swing by Sugar Shack, grab some dinner. Like, I'm so stoked to do that and just like walk. And,
yeah.
And
I got myself a Razor scooter just for that reason.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
So I asked Isaac to bring his guitar today, and I was hoping that maybe Anna and Isaac would do a little harmonizing and maybe send us out. I'm going to send us out with a quote from our friend Betty McDonald's book. I want to see if these guys can show us a little bit of their stuff. I'm sorry, I'm giving you on the spot here.
Whatever. Okay, just go.
What do you prefer? See, they're game. They're just like, sure.
Which one do you think?
Let's do Angel.
Named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. Well, if dreams were thunder, lightning was desire, this old house would have burned down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of no rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, I had me a cowboy. You weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, but no matter how I try, the years just go by like a broken down dam.
Here we go.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery.
With a quote from our friend Betty McDonald's Onions in the Stew. Vashon is not a geranium planted in the wheelbarrow against the fence, wagon wheel, ye old tea shop community. Our ugliness is raw boned, useful, natural, and honest. Our beauty is accidental, untampered with, often breathtaking. Thanks everyone for coming. This is New Kids on the Rock, Vashon Island.
I'm Adam Day.
And I'm Tara Morgan. Go Vashon.
Thanks for being here, you guys.
Follow us on Facebook as New Kids on the Rock, Vashon Island. On Instagram at New Kids on the Rock _Vashon.